France is one step closer towards a possible female president. The country's Socialist Party has elected Ségolène Royal as its candidate in the presidential election next April. Royal won over 60% of the vote, avoiding a runoff and soundly defeating her two male rivals. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Ségolène Royal's solid victory is likely to help silence those of her critics who had portrayed her as a lightweight populist and inexperienced politician. Royal, who is promising to write a new page in French history, officially accepted her party's nomination Friday in a speech that echoed the words of former American President John F. Kennedy.
Alors je lance un appel aujourd'hui à tous les Français.
I appeal to all French people, men and women. Come together and ask yourselves what you can do for France. Let's imagine a country that has the courage to face change without renouncing its ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity.
During the six-week primary campaign, Royal's two opponents, socialist heavyweights Laurent Fabius and Dominique Strauss-Kahn, sought to discredit her during a series of televised debates.
Et les Français n'ont pas confiance dans l'avenir.
Valérie Torignon is the editor of Elle magazine in France. She believes Royal's resounding win is as much about the current state of French politics as it is about her.
Je crois que les Français sont assez excédés.
The French are fed up with their politicians. We call them the elephants and dinosaurs, and we feel like we've been looking at their faces for 20 years. Ségolène's strength is that she has the experience. She's proven herself. But at the same time, she seems new because she's a woman and a fresh face.
Royal is not new to politics. She joined the Socialist Party in the 1970s, was an aide to former President François Mitterrand, and eventually held two minor cabinet positions. Today, she is a national parliamentarian and governor of a French region. Her partner and the father of her children is the Socialist Party leader, François Hollande. It's Royal's ability to connect with voters that has made her popular. Poll after poll has shown that people think Royal understands them better than any other politician. Many also see Royal as strong on traditional values such as the family and education, and she has an independent streak. She has shocked some socialists with her tough stance on crime and her questioning of the sacrosanct 35-hour work week. Political analyst Nicole Bacheron.
She connects directly to the people in many ways, through what she says, through her methods, but as well by who she is. She's a 50-something-year-old woman, beautiful, slim, active, raised four kids, got the best degrees, had a career. She's some kind of a model, I think, for a new generation.
220,000 Socialist Party members cast their votes yesterday. In Paris, at a polling station in the 14th arrondissement, 77-year-old Yvette Grouin explains why she likes Royal. Ségolène Royal is shaking up the old boys' network, she says. She's a woman who knows what she wants, and it's about time women had some say. 23-year-old Agnès Deville says she is picking Royal to avoid a repeat of the last presidential election when an unpopular, old-school socialist candidate allowed the leader of an extreme right-wing party to reach the final runoff. Ségolène Royal, because she has the best chance of defeating the right, says Deville. I remember what happened in 2002 when Jean-Marie Le Pen made it to the second round, and that really traumatized me. This time around, socialists hope that the popular Royal will lead them to their first presidential victory in 12 years. Her likely conservative opponent, Nicolas Sarkozy, seems to understand her appeal for French voters. While Laurent Fabius once snidely remarked that if Royal were president, who would look after the children? Sarkozy has played it safe. He simply called her a woman of quality. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.